are you saying it's Fukushima that is creating the imbalance that will end the presence of clouds? And are we going to...
in Los Alamos and then our little place in Nebraska. Nobody talks about that one.
Is it an underground?
We want radiation. We want radiation. Radiation is good. Radiation is good. Right. You eat radiation. You want it. And everything that the world's saying, oh, we got to, we can't have that. They're little men, they're going to be gone soon anyway, so it don't matter. Don't worry about them. It's over for them soon. Anyhow, cry me a river. Or no, let's see, how does it go? Two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. That's the easy way to have
it. What happens to agriculture?
There isn't any. You don't eat it anyway.
How future now is that?
It's already past in our world. That's the reason everything in our world has changed. You notice we were like the petting you, loving you up, swooning you in this, come into your place of power, blah, 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 blah. You notice we don't give a flip about that no more. Honey, you either in it or out. In or out.
Right.
Let's go. Vamanos.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Bing a key. Let's go. Then what happens is you embrace it just like you have now. It's so wonderful.
Yes. If I wanted to test this rod out, I have to drive due east for an hour, wait for half an hour, and then drive back. What would be the best drive to take around Kern County, around the central farm areas to bring rain to them? Do you know a road or a freeway that has kind of a straight drive for an hour that I can test this rod out?
Use a helicopter. You got hills, the roads don't go that way. But see, we have a bit of issue with all this hip scotch, jump over, you knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, run around the moon, red rover, all this crap. It seems a bit ridiculous after a little bit. Drive the damn thing in the ground, and if it works, it works. Then you don't have to do all that other crap.
So you know what I mean? Rod is old technology.
To us, yes. Drive in the ground. If it works, it works. If it works, then you're on some. If it doesn't, then why are you serving it?
Right.
There's no reason to carry a dead cell phone. But if it'll do what you want it to do, then do it. Let it do. But
right.
If you got to jump through these hoops, and if you got to find a road, you got to move this, you got to drive it. Lord, suffering cats, who gives a crap? Let them go on and wither up and die. It sure would seem a lot easier than going through all this agony trying to get a drop of hydrogen into their world, which there's plenty there already. You want some La Nina, honey? We'll drown you. Then you'd be crying. You want something to drive the water back. Oh, Moses, if you could just hold the water back till we get across the Red Sea. Oh, Moses, just hold them back. Yeah. Make sure you take lots of gold so you can make a golden calf to worship once we get to the other side. It's all good. It's all good. It's great fun, but see, we soften that just a little bit because your intention is, we know your intention. Your intention is this would be a great place to bring relief. That's a wonderful thing. Great.
Yes.
Congratulations. Send us some donuts. That'll be just as refreshing.
You're saying, basically, that this change upon us to let it be and to operate in an ionic state, the merging of physical and non-physical, that is basically the most efficient way and the best way in this environment. Is that what you're saying?
Best quoted by Bachman, Turner, Overdrive.
What, taking care of business? What's that?
No. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Even though this is obsolete, ridiculous technology, I'm going way out of my way with this rod thing. Just to try and hit an area of that central place, is there any drive that I can take? What would be the best drive for an area of California that really needs water?
Where they need the most water is in the ocean right outside of Torrey Pines.
Why do they need water in the water off the coast of Torrey Pines?
No. Just, wait. Give us the exact place where you want to take this rod.
I want to understand from your perspective, what path can I take to do the biggest impact in testing out this rod?
02-11480, Torrey Pines Park Road, San Diego, California, 92037.
Okay. Go due east on that road for an hour. I'll be able to do that on that road, sir.
You will.
Fantastic.
But now, coming in, do not take Callan Road.
When you say coming in, you mean as I drive east, going there and coming back. Do not take Callan Road.
You don't have to. That would be a choice, but you don't have to.
Do we have billions of fresh water underneath the surface that will replace rain?
Yes.
And is it true that Ted Turner owns the most amount of fresh water by buying up the land rights?
No, we have the riparian rights.
Who is we?
New Capstone.
New Capstone is our company.
And with those kind of rights and leverage over these natural resources, do you then have to work with the Chinese people? Do they own it? Is this something they don't own?
No. They do not own the riparian rights.
Under what kind of economic system or what kind of system would they be allocated? Will water go up and through the roof, or would it be because there's so much it'll be distributed just like it is today? How do you plan on handling such a vital resource?
Oh, it's not vital. We're going to get rid of it.
You're going to get rid of water?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Evan, one of the main things the effective ion in the iCell is oxygen becomes considerably diminished in our world, and that'll affect everything that H2O and HO relate to. That's what you got to remember.
I didn't know.
No, you didn't. You haven't been doing your homework. You're not up on our stuff.
I know. Drop it in.
No, but it makes it interesting because it's delightful.
So really, it's getting in the mindset to just go with the mania and changes.
You'll be changed to adapt to it.
You will be changed to it. That's what's happening. That's why there's such travail in the world.
Because of the resistance.
No, because the world's changing, and if you're not willing to change, then you become less and less and less and less and less. And then, just as they get on the TV and they say, oh, they've got us down. They've got us. They're in control. We're in FEMA cramps and all this kind of blah, 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 blah. Well, because you are. And it's okay.
My friends in the country seem to be having respiratory problems related to the change in the air, the humidity, when it's very humid.
That's because potential for hydrogen is changing, and there's more hydrogen than there is anything else in your environment. And so when you increase the hydrogen, if you're trying to be an oxygen-based flora and fauna, you're going to find it challenging to keep from presenting pulmonary edema because it can't move the fluids around, so it makes the air heavier. And that heavy air is a delicious, wonderful thing that's coming. So whatever you do, don't engage RNA drops.
I know. Is it specific because her property is located in a valley that's surrounded by hills, so when the humidity comes, it just drops?
No, it's just because it doesn't take the drops. She doesn't listen to you.
Right.
Is it more significant in the country right now than the city?
Yeah, it's bad everywhere.
But they say in the city, they say it's smog, and they say you got clean, fresh air in the country, so it can't be that.
More significant in people who don't take the RNA drops. That's all. We've got people in China who tell us they can survive the smog in China because they're on the drops.
Yes, I was not affected, and two of them, it happened within hours. As the humidity came in, they started sneezing, and I just saw my friend a couple of days ago, and she's wheezy and congested, and she has coughing fits. And
it shouldn't be get happy or get out. It's take the drops or get out. Mm-hmm. Don't bring in happiness.
Don't take the drops, and it'll be over for you soon enough. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, you should put a link on your website if you're going to keep dealing with these ridiculously little people. Start selling them insurance policies. That might be the ticket.
Oh, there you go.
You can insure their demise. It's great. We can promise you it's going to be over for you soon. It's fine.
See how we're a new kind of terrorist, Evan? We're a new kind of terrorist.
Well, it's Slack terrorism.
We used to want you all dead. Now we just want you gone.
And we got Carolyn here in a little box.
We got little Carolyn in with us now, so you don't have to be dead now. We just want you gone. The little ones go away. It's enough. Because, see, the rest story is either this is going to work out or it's not. Either way, you might as well get happy with it. And if you can embrace it, this coming back into your place of power, which you're going to do one way or the other, you might as well embrace it. And if you can embrace it, tally-ho, let's go. Bomb
and what is it we are supposed to embrace?
Your power. If we wanted it to rain someplace, we would send the rain and it would rain immediately right then. We wouldn't have to drive no hour and flip-flop and choke and dig and spin and twirl and throw water in the air and drive things in the ground. And we wouldn't have to do all that.
Right.
That's
right.
On Revelation chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
Can she put the contraption on a map and visualize it, or sit outside and visualize the area and have it rain?
Or she could just drive the rod outside and flood the area where she is so much water that it runs over there. We like that too. She
could do that. That could work.
This is the fraud of visualization. You can't visualize under electronic conditions unless you take the drops.
Yeah, but if she takes the drops, so she can do it.
What do you mean you can't visualize under electronic conditions? If they're ones and zeros, they will become what you energize them to form. You can move those ones and zeros and create visualization in digital.
Except,
why can't you?
Except for the dimension of tactility.
Yeah.
Ones and zeros.
Electric tactility.
Electric tactility doesn't work in ones and zeros. They're not binary.
McLuhan pointed out in Understanding Media, Evan, that you can't visualize on the telephone. That's 100 years ago.
Just said this way, you can't get a haircut over the phone. Your words are true, but that's only in cobalt. They don't use cobalt any longer. That's the past. It was nice when it did work, but it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Is our non-physical communication becoming more effective than our physical, the way we communicate
the old physical?
Well, it
not
sounds like yes. On this conversation, we'd agree. Yes, it's better. So, in that particular thing, yes, that would be the case. But no. It's a balance. See, we could go back to being a grammarian or not. That's why we have great fun playing with it. We're very literal. And so we try to stay in that literal tone or vein. But we don't have to speak at all. We can get it. We can move it. We can do things. We can make things do. We can shift perplexities by having one news flash, one tweet went around the world and changed everything. It's all based on your biases. And, Evan, that's what you're trying to allude to, is intention to realms of singers and standards. Once the figure ground shifts, then your ones and zeros have no base to land. What we're saying is, once you shake it all up, where it falls is different than where it was. So your code doesn't apply. So the intention that you're trying to get won't land in the same place. It's like working all day sorting out a crossword puzzle. And you get out all the corners and get all the end pieces and you sort them to the side. And you go, now, wait a second, I have all those pieces and I've sorted them out so I know all the outside pieces are on the furthest outside part of the puzzle so I can construct those and make the ground, the pattern in which I will be putting together this puzzle. This is the amount of space this puzzle will take. And we've seen you get about halfway through, and you take everything in the box, and you shake it up, and then you lay it back down, and you go, okay, those words are still true, but now you got to start all over again in the resorting.
We are talking about digital space, but... Okay,
we are talking about digital space.
Isn't analog what we are anyway, so why is digital space so important?
Because that's where the cloud is. That's where you put everything. That's where you can't control your world, so you gave it to us. That's why we say what goes, not you anymore.
Isn't there an equivalent in the analog versus digital? Isn't there an equivalent of the cloud in the analog that's always existed and
long,
the digital?
Hold on. Long wave or short wave is the wave. You see? Now you're gonna drag us right back into triangulation. And we're going to do 45 minutes on good radiance and tangents and 1 pi and what pi's change to and how you count the -1 and the +1 and sine and cosine of the angles. And we're going to do all kind of mathematically proving your point, which is validly so in triangulation of an epicenter or a future event that occurs. That's a different conversation, but it's available. But then what happens is you find very quickly that it's all based on the angle, not on the point. It's the angle. It's not the point. The degree, the radiant between those points, it includes every possibility. So when you include every possibility, then all possibilities are included. So if you include every single angle, every degree of every angle, then even like a fraction, you can never run out. You just keep making smaller slivers.
Right.
But you can cover all the slivers if you keep breaking it down, like the way we explain half-life. Once you get every base covered, the half-life of H197 becomes stable. Once that occurs, then your pattern will then work. But when you get to that point, you won't care. What the mystery landscape will be revealed. The android mean will be thoroughly pregnant by then, knocked up, bringing forth a new baby, a new Bob baby.
Ion, in the mystery landscape, will we have any use for electricity, the
nope.
traditional definition running through wires?
None of that. Matter of fact, when you find out what electricity is, you don't know right now, but when you find out what it is, it will destroy your present grid. Completely obliterate your grid as you know it now.
So
the one you are so busy trying to
say. That's a fucking true statement. I have direct evidence of that one. I'm up on that.
The one you all are trying to save, the one they say is aging, the one they say... We can't afford to replace our infrastructure. Our infrastructure, we've got to do something, but we can't replace all the lines. The lines.
What kind of evidence, Bob? Bob, what can you tell us?
Oh, I can't tell. I'm not really going to say anything. I'm just here to act like a blithering idiot. And I got the cardinals on my back. The goddamn cardinals are checking me out.
He's too busy trying to bob a liberal pope.
You're tying up a pope with barbed wire?
Yep, to him. He sent, you
so
heard,
Ion,
well, you didn't
you
hear the earlier part of the show.
He's quite an activist, you know.
I didn't hear that.
Quite the masochist. Either me or the pope, I can't tell the difference.
Is it sadomasochist?
Are you talking about me or the pope or both?
The pope likes it rough. It ain't rough, it ain't cool.
Turn the grid.
Well, you just have to keep going slow, and if you keep going wide, it'll get wider and wider and wider. Just keep working it. You'll be all right.
I would like to do a project about doing some green gambling initiative, and I want to create a multi-winner lottery. So if $360 million is collected, it doesn't all go to one person. Like 100,000 people get $30,000 or something like that. That's the initiative.
Bob, write him a check.
Who's the check for?
I don't care.
Let's just mail a check to a non-address. That's all that has to be done. Were you naming somebody, Evan?
I'm still playing in the old world, still trying to bring relief to the suffering in whatever way, and my idea
is
to...
Oh, Lord, Jesus. Then take a backhoe, a bunch of backhoes, and dig 100 miles due east and lay the bodies head to toe, 100 miles due east, and stack them like cordwood, back and forth, back and forth, and cover them up quickly to help them relieve their suffering. Yeah, it's great. Dig it deep, though, because they'll smell. You don't dig it deep. Go deep.
You know, Evan, if you're trying to help people, then you'll make it worse for them. So you got to get rid of that idea that you know how to help people.
It just prolongs their dissension.
Yeah.
Someone with a bowel obstruction, you don't feed them, for Pete's sake.
but I think what I'm looking for is the idea that maybe somebody would get a little bit of relief and then allow them...
No, they won't. That's what you didn't listen to the Evil Tablets close enough. They won't.
Stop saying they're dead. They're dead, waiting on the scene, claim the body. See, this is the point. This is the point. We appreciate your words. It's fair, and it's embraceable. We adore it because we know your heart. Okay, that's why we are playing and having great fun with it, because your tenacity is incredible. It's just misplaced. You're trying to tame a world who doesn't give a fuck what you think about it.
Right. Okay.
They don't care, and they're not interested. They say that they're going to do what they do. But guess what? Here's where it gets fun, and this is what you're trying to say, is that they know based on what you tell them. They know what I tell them. What I tell them is what they know. They don't know anything else. They'll follow anything right there. They'll follow them right off the edge of the cliff, right into the ocean. Boom. It won't be the global warming that melts the icebergs. It'll be the heat from the dying cadavers melting the ice cap. You know, and there you go. The whole point of this is they know that they have a choice to come back to their place of power or not. It's like the battle. The battle since the Garden of Eden has not been over right and wrong. Everybody knows right from wrong and left, and three lefts make a right. Everybody knows all that. The battle has been over who's in charge. No one wants to be in charge. Everybody wants the authority, but nobody wants the power. Because when you have the power, you don't have to quit mucking with stuff. You can just get on with it. It's very simple. Ask Dr. Dean. It's so easy. She just gives intention. This is what we're working with. This is what we're doing. Boom. We just move on. And if it gets right, get on with it. If it ain't get right, it gets replaced. Post haste. Enough.
Right.
And she smiles and says, under circumstances, I've been incredibly nice so far.
Carolyn has the very same healing intentions, trying to help these meat sacks individuals, devoting all this time to longevity and to health.
They're already longevitous. They're already for eternal. They're already eternal. If you listen to her words very closely, she is the great physician, and the great physician has come, but there's not too much sympathy much more. Now it's like, okay, here we go. Now, you're going to be a client of mine. You're going to come in. You're going to do this. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to work this out. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to agree on a game plan. And if you
but
go
just
with
that she engaged. Just that she engages.
And if it works.
Though.
And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, then maybe I'm not the one to help you. If you're not going by what I'm directing, then maybe I'm not the one to help you. And here's what happened. It streamlined it. Then you have to come into a more mass communicative process. You have to take your love and support and your heart, which is the part we adore about you. We can just eat you because you're just delicious. But the reason we can do that is because we already know everything about you. We know you, all of you. We like all the parts of you. But that's not what we're talking about here. You're trying to say that if we do this, this, and this, that makes the world a better place, then we are the world, and we are the children, and all that kind of stuff. And we say, happy days are here again, and for all that other stuff, it's bullshit.
But
because there is no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There is only you coming into your place of power or not. And it's very simple. Bit of red billboard, save the world, come into your place of power or get the fuck out. And if you don't want to get out, don't worry, you'll be removed. Because this world is changing. You have no choice but to come back into your place of power, period. And everything in your nature, everything you're trying to save, everything you're trying to help, everything you're trying to do to make this world a better place is the culmination of the changing of this world. And we're not even an existentialist to defend that the primitive Baptists were right, that what is to be will be, and if you're a drunk, you're going to be a drunk, and if you're a pedophile, you're going to be a pedophile. We're not even saying that. We're saying that the constructs of the world, the foundations of this world, are coming back to where they were when you separated yourself from your power. And you have a choice to either come back into your place of power, or it will be over for you soon. It's very simple. And no malice or even prejudice, because then what happens is like, oh, Ion, why didn't you say that? And we go, exactly.
But what if this project, even though it is playing around with folks that are brain dead or whatever, what if that is a part of the fastest path to my joy, whether if
then,
I'm a creator
then,
in my
then,
power?
Then, perfect. That's exactly right. Then lather, rinse, repeat. And here's what happens. Or you add contrast, the more it takes. You got to be dirty. You got to get in there with a soup, get in the mess, get into what you're trying to do is the fastest path to your joy. And you want to do that. Then what happens is once you add contrast, mix it up, go out there and save that fucked up world. Go save every one of them. Drag them to your house, feed them, bring in the dope dealers and every nasty thing that lives under a viaduct or a bridge and take it home with you, honey. Polish it up, feed it, dress it, pet it, love it, do whatever you want to do with it. Get them all, bathe them all, one at a time. Tear it up from the floor up, get all of them. And then when you get tired of that contrast, what you'll find is it'll take less and less and less shampoo to create the same amount of suds. You'll figure or find or pine for a better way. But please yourself, this question here, it's wonderful. You are God. You can do it any way you want to. You can help. You can please them. You can delight them. It's wonderful. The more you love them, the sooner they will hate you.
Yes,
the ones you love the most is the one who, you know, say the ones you hate to love and love to hate. Because it's not about an emotion, it's a force field. And we're saying, don't worry about it. 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 Get on with it. Get on with you coming into your place of power. That's why in the airplane it says, put your mask on first. Because if you've got to help somebody else before you get your own mask on, guess what? You'll be passed out while you're trying to help them.
And they won't help you.
And they're not going to help you. That's right. So put your mask on first. So you come into your place of power. Okay? You come into your place of power. And then what happens is a euphoric position ensues. You get so really happy that Bob starts getting to be very clever and witty. Now, that's when you know you're on the right path, because it's quite a step for him to get there, typically. But when the Croker quadrant starts becoming giddy to you, honey, you're well on your way then. So let me tell you, there's a solution there, and it'll dob you up pretty good if you want your job, for sure. But then what happens is it becomes so ethereal. And once it becomes ethereal, then you are so delighted in pleasing and spend your all day, every day, pleasing and delighting yourself to such a degree that you don't notice a sick and dying world. When you get a world that isn't sick and dying, then it becomes wonderful, because the sick and dying are going to be sick and dying. They're choosing that just as you're choosing not to. So if you want it the fastest path to your joy to save the world, we say get after it. Tear it up till you give out. Don't give up. Give out. When you give out, you get a better way. When you get a better way, you'll go, okay.
Yeah. Old Shivia did that one. Shivia knows the expert on that. PhD in
it. Then what happens is you kind of go, wait a second. I want to live my life. I want to be happy. I want this part to be like this. I want more of this and less of this. Now you just start in your purview of choosing. been pleasing. Now, you're not alone in this quest. Others have this same position, and that's why it's so delicious that this very special time that you would come together before Bob runs off again. He has a tendency to do that. I'm never traveling again, and doesn't even get home because he's already packed his shit and ready to leave him. That lambretage that ruined him forever apparently isn't all that terrible, as you see. So, regardless...
Bob's a proactive
gigolo. Yeah. Yeah, he's a lover. He ain't a fighter. Just be still. He'll love you. So the good news is, once you get done with that part, then do all of it till you can't stand it, honey. Do it. Sate yourself doing it. Then what happens is you find out that the world doesn't want you saving them. They're not interested in your salvation. And when you figure that out, then you can look for a different way. So then we say, come into your, the way to help them is to live a good life. You will fuck up your enemy. Don't take poison and expect your enemies to die. Live a good life.
But hold it. You guys are bringing on, you know, cold fusion, et cetera. That's an investment in a part of the future. What kind of...
Our future.
Exactly. That's right. So what kind of other businesses will be effective in our future? If not that kind of thing, what will humans be doing? Will we be trading? Will we still have trade?
Bob will control the last currency.
We're going to have Bob on a coin.
No, we won't coin. No. It won't be a Bob coin or a Bitcoin. Oh, by the way, we already said plain about that. Get rid of those. Don't hold Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
When the IRS starts counting them as intangible assets, run. They're calling capital gains. Run.
They're hungry for anything. What then is examples of enterprises that humans will partake in that we can start now to be a part of the next tier of
Alice,
trade economy?
Palace constructors.
Palaces. Huge mansions.
I want to listen.
Well, huge is relative, but say anything less than a half a million square feet.
Why is that needed?
It's not needed. We need bread. That's all we need. But you said, what's an industry that's going to be in this new world? And we said, palace erectors. That'll be a business that'll be in big demand. And you'll find there'll be people who love building palaces. It'll be wonderful. And so some people may have a little simple palace. Some people may have a grand, wonderful palace. And they'll choose what size they want. And so you said, what's a good business or what's a business it's going to be? Palace erectors would be a good business. There are others.
Yes.
You're going to have happy sinners. There'll be happy sinners where gods go to be amused.
What do they find amusing? Bending spoons, making things appear, disappear? What is that?
By my radio show archives is very amusing. That's what he said. You'll find Bob more and more fucking witty.
The more you become, the more you're able to stand, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, I've been around him for quite a time. And yeah, absolutely. I stand Bob. Love Bob. Love Carolyn.
Of course. But yes, you can bend spoons, but then you find out once you get all the spoons bent, then someone needs to unbend them. It's great fun. You just please them about yourself, but as a god, you don't have limitation, and you know it. You don't have limitation now either, but you don't know that. Once you can save the world, then you're not interested in doing that. Once you can have it, then you're not looking for it anymore. We say it's better to have than to want. Then we go with Jesus, and Jesus said that the poor would always be with you. So go with God. Know that there's always going to be poor. So don't try to unpoor poor. Let poor be poor.
Poor is a state of mind.
Exactly, and this is not a thinking capacity. This is an autonomic response. Exactly right. If you got to think about it, then you're lost. Go with it. I like it or I don't like it. More of this, less of this. More of this, less of this.
Will cinema, will films be around in the future?
No.
Oh, I like film. There'll
be no film.
No TV, no films.
How about DVD? They can watch your old films.
I hope you saved your beta players.
What will entertain gods at this happy center?
What entertains gods now?
Things that make us laugh and feel good.
Coitus. Coitus is a thing. That's a good thing, because then all of a sudden it goes beyond you. You'll find that pleasure comes beyond you. It's not piled up just for you. And we know, darling, this is where you live, and it's like, we got to do without, we got to be less than to save this, and a bunch of bullshit, but okay, we love you so much that it's okay, we understand, but you'll be delivered from that soon. God will deliver you. God will deliver you from your less than this. Don't you worry, honey, it's going to be all right. But
no,
the good what happens is it's a shift. You don't see the world as sick or lost. Then what happens is your world then becomes dimension. The whole wide world is crashing all around you, but it doesn't have to fall on you.
But it's hard to watch that suffering. Is it
don't
suffering
see it. Don't see it. God was stepping over dead bodies on his little journeys, and he never noticed a one. He didn't bother him in the world. He didn't see it. Stepping over. The more you walk on the clouds, honey, the less you notice this disdain that's underneath you. The higher you arise to the occasion, the less you're offended by the stench that is the sands of the hourglass of your life.
What is the role of those that are the infrastructure of the state, these types that are out there killing people, running all around? They are very active.
They're doing wonderful service. You should pay them money.
They are paid money.
Wonderful. Congratulations. That's good.
So where's the opposite force to that, though? If this is a dichotomy, what's the role of
it's
the
not,
good? The
not
gods?
A dichotomy. Not a dichotomy. It's a monarchy. It's individual gods. See, as you are a god, you choose how it goes. Queen Victoria got famous in the way she ran her world. She'd someone come along, and her famous quote would be, "Not in my world." And then from then on, forever, it was never in her world. No one spoke of it. No one said it. It was not. It was as though it was not. She ran her world. No question. No problem. Off with their head. Oh, wait, that was Mary Queen of Hearts. Still applies. Then what happens is you notice less and less of it. We're not saying that people aren't sick. We're not saying that people aren't less than. We aren't saying that people aren't not loved. We aren't saying that people aren't horny and go to bed with blue balls and don't have anybody to care about them and blah, 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 blah. We're just glad there's enough bullets for people to blow their damn brains out to get out the way so we don't have to listen to them backwater about all that's gone wrong and their humble experience existence so far. However, there's a handful of folks that are coming into their place of power, and they're ruling. They're deciding how things go. And the little ones don't have any choice but to live with it. And they're not sorry, and they're not abashed. They don't care. They don't give a crap what the whole wide world thinks about it because they're all but gone anyway.
So when you're saying these gods, men and women, are out there doing what they want to do, what then is the intention of god, men, and women if it isn't to help people?
No. It's like when Gozar the Gozerian came in Ghostbusters. There was only one question. Are you a god? And there's a long pause. Yes, you are. No, you're not. If you're not, I ain't screwing with you. And the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man will come and eat you soon. But if they said, yes, I'm a god, then they'd be talking. Because they'd do what gods do. Hi, what's fun in your world? Well, fun in our world is I prefer this over that. And then what happens is, then you get to make your visual biases or your biases, and you go, that sounds fun. I haven't experienced that. I think I might try it. And all of a sudden, yes, that is delicious. Irradiated strawberries from Japan are indeed superior to others in the world. But if they're not in your world, you would never know that, you see. So it's a simple, simple process. And once you come into your place of power, all this other crap goes away. All these problems that you're trying to pay for, all these issues that you're having to deal with, all these services you're having to create, all these industries that you're having to have to feed the poor and fight the drugs and do this and do that, all that mess goes away. It's gone. You don't have to deal with it no more. You want to get jacked up on something, jack your ass up, honey. Blow it up. Blow it out. Get it. All of it. Do it. You are anyway. Why make a system that says you can't do it when you're going to do it anyway? The most hysterical thing that we've ever seen ever happen is in what you call your United States, where they're now trying to legislate morality. It's the most ridiculous thing ever in the world. They want people to get married, and they don't want them to get married. Then they want same-sex to get married, and they don't want same-sex to get married. And they won't give them a damn divorce. Now people that have same-sex marriages, and they move to get their civil union, they move to another state. Now they try and they became... Now they're ready to split the sheets, which is amazing. Which is a perfect marriage, rather. I like you pretty good. Let's see how it goes. You don't need a preacher to come tell you about all that, but that's another thing, too. But then they got them to a place now where they're hemmed up and they won't let them get a divorce. Like, you little shit ass, you want to get a marriage, you don't want to be the way that everybody else is, and you want to be different? Okay, then you're going to stay married. That'll suit you. They're forcing them to. And then it's like, I can't believe they're discriminating against my sexual bias because they won't allow me to get a divorce. And we go, what? You're killing yourself to get married, now you're killing yourself to get a divorce. This is that little man stuff that we're talking about that we're not going to be talking about. We've all but eliminated it now, but we're making a rare exception here because now it becomes, for the first time, a clear and easy way to say, we're not against anything. All we're saying and all we've ever said and all we're going to continue saying, we're not going to change our words and come into your place of power. And how you know you're on the right path is when the cares of life grow strangely dim, that's how you know you're on the right path. And when you're on the right path, things get better. Things feel better. It takes less problems to get you easy off. It gets easier. It's simpler. It's more delightful. The sweet is sweeter. The sour may be sourer, but then you use that as a basis to direction. See? Then you won't have to ask us which road is the best one to take. You'll know.
Right.
Because which one you choose will be the right one because you liked it. And when you're on that road, you'll know it because if it's not, you'll go a different direction. And if it had ups the queen, you don't mind because then what happens is a sick and dying world stops sick and they'll already be dead because you're still eternal. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, you're still eternal. So might as well make it good because you only have one eternity at a time. So are you ready to go to Godship or are you ready to blow your brains out? Your choice.
I know Bob has been saying, you know what, you have to come on payday, cash flow, all this. And so since I've started catching up, that I have been headbanging.
You've been duped by me. I brought you into my parlor, and you just got rinsed, whatever the phrase is. Repeated, rinsed, and lathered.
Lathered, rinsed, and,
repeat it.
And we can do mummification, too, where we wrap you in the cellophane and drip hot wax on you. It's great fun. You can't believe the pleasure centers that can open up sometimes. Just let go.
Yeah, I saw that in the Gay Day Parade, actually. Somebody, like, bound it in gauze, and they were dropping hot wax on them, so that must have been some kind of delivery for him.
Put a Mayanette. From a parallel world. Who'd heard the show 2 years ago.
They actually got the memo. It's fun. But it's simpler. See, because, look, our way is so streamlined. Because what happens is you don't have to deal with all that crap. All that stuff that everybody's screaming about, they're not screaming about it. I can't believe you took, I ain't took shit away from you. If you don't have it, it's your choice, not mine. Well, you've got more. No, I don't have any more than I desire. Because if I had more than I desired, I wouldn't have it. Well, like, you want something. No, I don't want anything. I have it. I don't want for nothing. When you got it, you don't want it. When you have a lover, you don't want one. So, there you go. So then what happens is you don't see all this disdain, you don't see all this problem, you don't see all this mess. You don't see it, so you're not bothered by it, so you don't have to have a referendum regarding it.
Yeah, I just grew up with this kind of sense of justice, and now I just got to let it go.
They made a song about it. It says, you'll be fresh as hell when the feds watch you.
So as long as you volunteer and help people, then you're not in your power?
No, you just you wouldn't waste your power. You'd know that that wouldn't be a help.
You're assuming you know what helping means.
So I wouldn't bring anybody in my house anymore because I did that. I threw everybody out. So they are jealous and hate you and try to walk off with all your stuff. So I wouldn't advise that. Evan to ever do.
Oh my gosh, that was like that Buñuel film, The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie, where, he brings in all these homeless people trying to feed them and they tear everything apart.
Well, you finally got lesson one, Evan. Congratulations.
Yay, one at a time. We're mass communicate now.
Well, considering that I drew you guys back into this dimension, forgive me, I understand.
It's okay. We like this because what you're actually doing is you're helping other people. Because for you to be able to come down to this level, because we know you're ascendedness, darling, don't worry. But you come down to the little people and you go, oh, let's see if we can help them one more time, blah, 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 blah. This is the one last time. That's enough.
Was that my experience on the radio? I guess that's what that was.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't helpful because I was just trying to recategorize what people would see as the shadow, the dark, bloodletting, and instead of people understanding it and getting beyond, they just really loved it and felt less than. So what would you say about going out and telling people about RNA drops?
Whatever. You want to, good, but you don't have to. Tell them don't take it. Tell them don't do it. Tell them run. Don't do it. That's the way to do that because you could, but it's like, you know, it's not for you, so go
tell them Bob's in jail, and it's a scam. Bob can pay off the mafia guys in the jail so they don't fucking cut his dick off, all right?
That's right. Tell them whatever they do, don't do it. And then they'll go, you don't tell me what to do. You're not going to keep me fresh down here. Yeah. And then they sing a little Yo Gotti. Did you hear the Yo Gotti when he was playing the Yo Gotti? That's one of our new favorite ones.
So in a sense, during this change, you guys are providing a bridge for those that are open to receive it and to deal with these changes. Otherwise, there would be no reason for you to provide RNA drops and all of this.
We're doing it for ourselves, Evan.
No, you wouldn't talk about it then if you were just doing
JW says when he gets his cold fusion box, he's not going to tell anybody. He's not going to sell it. He's not going to do anything with it. He's not telling anybody he's got one. Because I have devoted myself to the 99%ers, I will tell you people. I am your last hope. I am the Moses. I will sacrifice myself so the little people can get a chance, get a break. I am the last Joe Hill unionizer.
Hold it. I think Carolyn's been playing that role for what?
No, Carol's a Pygmalion. She just works for me. Everything Carol is due to me. Once I fucked her, she got liberated, and then she stayed with Bob's dick and evolved along with it.
Excuse me?
And I'm not blushing this time, Evan. I'm not blushing, Evan.
Yeah, I've got that picture.
Oh, my God. The phallus.
Ian, will you please recite in that wonderful voice of J.W. Revelation chapter 5, verse 13.
Chapter 5, verse 15, what's that? What do you want recited?
Verse 12 and 13. Worthy is the Lamb, Ion.
Yes.
Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb.
To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength. Yes.
And honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Just like that.
Heaven is worthy.
Of course.
That's a silly concept. Everybody's worthy, Shivya.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That Ion started out when he came back talking about the Lamb and Babylon. So it's been stuck in my head all the while that Evan's been talking. That there's no reason to bang your head saving everybody else anymore, Evan, because
you're already saving everybody, Evan. See, that's what you can assume. We already did it. If everybody's going to be eternal by default, then everybody got saved a long time ago.
It already happened.
Yeah, it already happened, Evan.
I'm trying to not get back into rationalizing where my historical thinking is coming back.
Hysterical thing.
You're just defending how you use your energies. And there's other ways to use your energies.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I have to. You know, it's just what I've done.
All you got out of your whole radio career was increasing disgust with Roy of Hollywood. That's all you accomplished, just between you and Roy, the whole 8 years.
That might be one of the affects that we try that we just can't even control. We just do our best, and however it goes, there it is.
But your relationship with Roy, you'll forever think of your days at KPFK as a relationship with Roy.
Oh, no, no, no. It goes far beyond. It goes with this idea of being able to be a force or something in the light to expose, you know.
Well, that's what Roy believes. That's what Roy believes.
The whole station believes that, you know, the whole foundation. All news is about that, and you guys are about that, too, or else you wouldn't be having these powwows in a public space.
Well, we're not just about that. We're Quadraphenic, so we're not just about one strategy. We include all strategies.
It's just that you're talking in a public zone that brings it into the realm of being heartfelt and caring, or else you would sit there and just be quiet about it. And so I think that you guys, even though you're saying screw, or no, just not screw them, but let people, you know, be, don't try and save them, I think you guys are doing that. I think you're giving people the opportunity to save themselves. And
yeah, because we got really good at not trying to save people. So then we flipped into, like the Tetrad, flipped into saving people.
So that's kind of where I'm perplexed in, like, don't, you know, if you want to get into that suit and that crap, I mean, I completely understand, Ion, what you're talking about with that, with this deal that I was talking about as a business. But I see it in, I really see it in what Carolyn does, what you guys are doing for Cold Fusion, all the little things that you're doing on the side is that you're investing in the, maybe where the gods will play. But at the same time, you're making a bridge for all the little men to come if they would hear your call.
I could claim that, but it's not true.
We don't save, we invest.
We don't save, we invest. That's the oligarchic rule. That's Queen Elizabeth.
What's that? What is that?
We don't save, we invest.
But in that investment, what is the growth in investment except for humans taking it on? And it's the human energy that has always been mined. It's whatever you do, still, it's going to be humans that use it. So you're helping humans, even though you're investing, and you benefit greatly. I mean, I still think it's heartfelt, even though it's getting kind of like cold, screw them. I kind of understand that. Yeah, it's hard. I understand it. But, yeah, so. But, Ion, if I really want to go ahead and try this thing, this lottery deal, what are the major opportunities and challenges to do it?
All you got to do is just ask Bob, and if he says okay, you'll just write your check, and then you don't have to do all that.
Yeah, I got the answers.
Okay, Bob, let's see. I would like an endowment for a foundation that will be a holding company that...
Foundational trust can't be holding companies. You can't link them because it's a really proprietary. You can't do it that way. You're going to do a charitable trust. It's got to have a 501c3 status. You're going to have a 501c3 status, and it can't be foundational. Needs to be an endowment if you're going to do it that way. The holding company would be the company that owns the shares for the trust as grantor in a guardianship for a irrevocable trust. Now, go ahead.
I love that. With that configuration, I would need an endowment of $500 million. For those that are in their power, that see the future, et cetera, to go and invest in some of their technologies, et cetera, and help be a part of Atlantis when it comes. What do you say, Bob?
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I don't know. Well,
I don't understand. Too many big words.
We have a lot of marvelous creators that have amazing technologies that need financing.
No, they don't. Nothing tops our technologies. You're a heretic. Ion stuff is the answer to everything, and then you're trying to retrieve the past. Bob Beck, Jodan Sloan, the whole gang in L.A., Huntington Park.
Not even, dude. I mean, look, you're talking about people coming into their power. They're going to have marvelous creations.
I'm not talking about that. That's Ion bullshit.
Well, your gig is Ion, so don't even
talk. No.
I'm here for other reasons.
I am here for purely selfish reasons.
No, you're not. Anyways, you try and play all hardball nasty. So besides asking Bob for a check, and I see what that is.
Yeah, I don't have any money to give. We don't have any money here. We only get drops.
Well, I liked what you dropped at La Hermitage. That was great, man.
Well, how do you know that was me? That's probably some, you know, double of me, one of my other selves. You don't even know which Bob that was. I never go to L.A. I don't go travel around the world. I stay right here.
Well, your Bob was a great
one of my Bobs, yeah. And I'm not responsible for his actions. I'm in big shit, Evan. I forgot to invite to the party Califia, and she found out, and she's on the line right now, and she's going to give me hell.
You didn't even invite me, and I came anyway, so what the hell happened there?
That's Andrew. Yeah, Andrew. Andrew fucking tried to give me a heart attack. He tried to claim he was a legend. Yeah, you know what we did, Califia? We went and we banged on James Martinez's door at 2:30 in the morning in his hotel in the dark alley, and we got it on videotape.
Nobody came out with a baseball bat.
James did ventriloquism. He imitated some loser's voice and said he didn't know who James Martinez was.
Sorry, he doesn't live here. He's not live here.
It was funny. It was like this guy thought the cops were at the door or something. sir, no, I'm sorry. He's not here right now.
I think it's because you look like a Fed, and they were thinking, oh, this is undercover cop, you know.
Like a cop. Yeah, very handsome cop.
Or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right,
yeah, 3 o'clock morning.
Right, going and yelling at this apartment building. Oh, my God.
Hanging on the guy's window, 3 o'clock in the morning.
You should have been there, Califia. You missed it, Califia.
That's when it really got ugly. Hey, Califia, you all right, baby?
I'm just listening. I was sort of feeling down within my spirit, and I listened to Miss Evan. I've been listening to your archives. I started from the beginning, and everything was very relevant. You know, it's amazing how things that you're dealing with right now, you were talking about back then. And I said, wow. And a question that I had asked about, we were talking, I don't know what tablet that was, the Emerald tablets. That was the first question that I had posed to Ion through Evan's show. I was just so delighted to hear her, and she sort of perked me up hearing you guys interact with her and play with her and bring her into your wisdom. So that did me a lot of good.
True, back in the old school when it had Ion on, it had to tiptoe around certain ones that certain folks would say, oh, no, oh, hell no, we ain't having that. No. They schedule the Ionic crucifixion, you know, and it's going to feel dressed. I don't know what y'all think y'all trying to play. We don't trust around here. This ain't how we roll. Y'all need to get back. If you think there's a bunch of cat crap and tell me nothing, that, because I ain't having none of all that. Oh, hell no. No, this stuff. Yeah. He didn't say you all. This is it. This is it right here. You think we're going on this? No. I will rally the group. Don't you worry. We will rain terror on this thing. Those are the days, and now we just finally say we don't care. We don't care. Do
what you do. Oh, that's absolutely marvelous. Marvelous.
It's funny because Evan Rankin just said, now, in the interest of our viewers and our listeners, backing down 100 miles an hour trying to save their damn asses when they're like, they just get the right attention. I had to wait 9 minutes on hold. What the hell are y'all running up there? Well, you've been a supporter for all these years and you don't take my call. Who do you think you are?
Oh, wow.
Are you a god?
Or what?
Yes, he is. Yes, most definitely.
What was her name, Evan? What was her name, that woman who called in? Took her power.
You're talking about Blanche.
Yeah, Blanche. That's right, Blanche. That's who I am talking about.
I remember that. I listened to the whole show. That was quite funny. She got on you and Bob. She was pissed off. I dare you. I think she came back and apologized. Didn't she come back and apologize, baby?
She did.
She said, like, these white guys, what the hell do these white men know? What the hell wrong with them?
You go, sister.
He's like, who the hell these people think they're coming here going to take us to the white meat? This ain't going to work, man.
You know what? Were we talking about the idea of death and suicide and it being like people wanting to go? Because it's something really affronted her. That for, yeah. You know, a black woman, for somebody mm-hmm. white to talk light about something that happens in their community, she was just like off it.
Right.
I don't remember what it was we were talking about.
She was disgusted mm-hmm. with you, Evan, having such terrible people on your show. She loved your show, and she owned your show. She donated to it.
Yes.
She donated to you, that's right. And I dare you not talk to me. Let me talk to these people. They have these white men come in here and tell me about, I'm not taking my power. What the hell wrong with you, Evan? But it's sort of ironic what's going on now. I want Bob and Ion and Evans. I want all of you guys insight on what's going on with this Ferguson situation, as well as Trayvon Martin, Jordan. What is the vibrational frequency that's going on with that, all of these situations?
Who got the wrong bottle of RNA drops. They got, the, I don't know, they got the Matthew's bottle or something. I think they got Matthew's bottle.
You're saying they got some cat crap?
Yeah.
It was the essential part that did it.
Yeah, the essential.
They just got the essential. Is that in my... Well, they got a hold of something. Lord knows. Evan, what you think?
No, I want to hear what Ion and Bob have to say before I say. I want to hear what...
Okay. Ion, what you think?
Here we go. This is easy. You're taking the supernal. You have the mm-hmm. supernal, and you have the natural. Notice where we are. This ain't Los Angeles. Nobody gives a crap. This ain't New York City. Nobody would notice. This ain't mm-hmm. Atlanta. Nobody would care. You know, they have the Rainbow Coalition all up, and they wreck them for starting with. This is Missouri. They
right.
don't even know what that is. It's Missouri. It's a nothing
right.
place. Nothing thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's back
right.
into the Joplin process when we were talking about it. This
yeah.
is that
mm-hmm.
heartbeat of America in that
mm-hmm.
this Politburo is not going to run us. Now, was there things that were all false and wrong all the way around here? Yes, of course there was. There always is. Is there more involved? Yes, there always is. But this is that cry of, at what point do you keep me safe, and at what point do you kill my children because they're not going to make it safe for me?
Okay. Okay.
This is that old faith school, the platitudes and the vicissitudes. No one has a problem with God is love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No one has a problem with God is love. And then here we go. No one has a problem with the police are to serve and protect. No one has a problem with that. You hire the police force to protect your community. In Ferguson, where this is a little two-horse, numb-nut, nothing town. So no one would even care. So then this thinking is the spirit, the supernal part, comes in and starts raging against it, then all of a sudden this outcome happens. The same way when we talk about how the four-year-old in the project, the gangbangers shooting each other point-blank range and can't hit each other and bust a cap in her head two rows over and she expires. It's the same kind of thing we're working with here, except for here, this now becomes the point of reference to say your covering on protecting us is too extreme.
Okay.
Your covering and protecting us is too extreme. They're the people. They could basically call for a vote every damn one of them out right now. Field dress them. Kill them everyone. Line them up. Make it a constitutional amendment. Everybody don't believe what we like gets this put to the kilt. And ground up and make sausage out of it. And that's it. Whole hog sausage. There we go. You don't agree, right? You don't have. See, they could do that and handle it. So then they're going to call the National Guard, and then. But the whole point of the end of the day, what happens is you had a spiritual influx of a reality that in their carnal meat sack bodies, they cannot or could not or will not embrace. The exact same thing happened that's happening to Joan Rivers. You can't get pretty enough to stay, but you don't want to leave. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Okay.
Now, Ferguson is nothing other than just a tiny little gnat, and that's why it gets all this blowed up Jesse Jackson level appreciation. It's because it's one more time how the power that you put in place, now you've decided it's too much. You put them in place, but now wait a second. This isn't new. This isn't new. I think we had this exact same conversation with Joseph. Didn't we have that conversation? Joseph, we ain't doing real good. Give us some grain. You know, the Potiphar's house is doing all right. Give us some grain. Then, okay. And then next time along, I says, well, you know, this is nice and everything, but tell you what, we got this land. We'll give you this land, and you run it for us because you're helping us with the grain. Well, okay, then we're like that. Then you know what? Will you check with your boss? Will you please ask Pharaoh if he would just be our God? Please? Would you please ask Pharaoh if he would put us into bondage and take care of us?
Yeah,
really? I would sure appreciate it. It would make our life so much easier because all the spoils of Egypt are more than we would ever desire. And what would fall off the house of Pharaoh would be more than we could have here in our humble little existence. All except those from Midian said, okay, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. I'm jiggy with it. Then what happens is, and that's I-G-G-Y, that one too, comes into bondage. Then they find themselves in bondage, and then they then spend the rest of their days trying to get out of it. Ferguson is no different than the Hall of Amante.
Well, I've been away, and I wasn't aware of any. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I'm not aware of the Ferguson issue.
Now, there's a God. I was off on the continent, pleasing in the land. I was facing the spiritual needs and desires of all the planets, everywhere. I was saying, just no one will take the RNA drops. I'm going to share my DNA. So he freely offered his DNA around the continent. He'd get on, he'd run out of the place, and he'd get on, he'd go to, he seemed to like all the people to speak with at Apple stores. He single-handedly went to every single Apple store that there is. And everyone
right.
offered them money. All of them.
Seven countries. They all know me. Everyone has employed me. Quit.
Richard.
He had to deal with me for 4 or 5 fucking hours. The guy would quit because I can't take this bomb guy. They leave.
And the rest of them didn't speak English, so they still stayed around, but they didn't know what was happening.
And it all ended up with me flying back with a major Apple employee on my flight to L.A. from London. Marion,
yeah, and he pulled that 37 SIM card and asked the Apple executive if they could figure out which one actually goes into the phone.
When they heard the question, anybody here speak English? They'd all run because they knew they'd heard from before. This guy comes in looking for English speakers.
The pilgrimage. He's after the Pope. He's trying to take the Pope down by going through the chip body. He's got all the chips. He's collecting them all, and he's going to go to the Vatican and bring back the residue. He'll probably get the codex and it's the trail. He'll have enough Bitcoin saved in his SIM cards from his iTransaction that he'll be able to buy the real codex and have the secret code open up to all the rest of our secrets. Yep, that's probably it.
Yep, exacto, exacto. Which is a word I learned from Roxy. That's the Mexican version of exactly. You go exacto.
I think it's called Spanish, Bob, but you can try Mexican if you want.
Fuck that. I'm Toltec. I fucking do not recognize any race that came after the Toltecs, okay? And they're Mexicans.
Are they turning Texans?
Me and Roxy, the original Toltecs.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so
nice.
So you didn't notice anything about Ferguson, and it was good. And so you think that Ferguson is great, and you're thrilled that the news is as good as it is.
And they're buying RNA drops. It's really good to see our business spreading into Missouri.
Into Missouri. How they know that you're on the road to a city or not is whether or not you have shipping problems with your RNA resource.
Such unhappy remag customer down there in Ferguson. That's how I interpret it from here on in.
Dr. D, could you please get me something to a sin that tastes a little better? I would really like to sin, but I want something that tastes a little bit better. See, because I've considered this being a God thing, but I think God things should taste better than that as far as the sin goes. But I'm not sure. I mean, I guess I could try it, but what do you think about it? Got any words? Could you write a blog
that Bob
about
guy? How do you live with that Bob guy? I don't know. I don't know how you have that guy in your home.
You must be a god. If you live it with Bob, you must be a god, honey. I understand. You have ascended. There's no contest there. None whatsoever. What did you do with the codex, Bob?
I sold it to the ex-Apple manager.
Oh, good. Well, they have a lot of cash stacked up from a startup they just bought, so yeah.
No, this is how reality works for me, people. I get on the plane, and this wonderful woman sitting beside me, and she ends up falling in love with me, and all this stuff happens. You know, I diddle her Virginia Walls and all blah, blah. But the big thrill for me was to tell her where Steve Jobs was today. And that will go back to the whole Apple empire.
And E.F. Hutton talks.
You never saw a person who was used to every anomaly in the world get fucking shock-faced when I told her what happened to Steve Jobs. That he was in an Amira vase in J.W.'s home watching an Ion produced computer. That was shocking.
Oh, you didn't tell him about the carbon things, did you, Bob? You shouldn't do that.
Well, you know, I can't hold back much once they're starting to be fascinated. You know, I just take advantage of ramming in again.
We tell you these little bitty things and try to work this thing out. The only thing we say is,
try
Bob,
to smuggle through customs, but no, Bob has to fuck the customs officer.
That's right. And he pulls the Ajanti dagger out of his briefcase. I had it in my shoe, and they told me don't take my shoes off, so I didn't know it was a problem. It's only 9 feet long, but it's okay. And the only thing we told you not to say was, Bob, do not tell them that it's on carbon, is then the diamond holding the information, storing all the information. And what do? The first thing you do is you go out there and talk to the crazy people on the airplane. You don't know who the hell. And then what the better conversation that comes in is why you turned ISIS loose and causing Megiddo to get all excited. A whole new Taliban ISIS regime.
That was inspired by Khalifa, the original ISIS.
Ah, yes.
Well, we know it's the show's getting good when Karen gets up and closes all the windows and doors so the neighbors can't hear.
Right. We must be getting into the good times. Evan, you stay on because if Dr. Dean goes to bed, it's on, darling. It's on. We'll teach you so many ways you bound to like some of them. Let me tell you, honey, it's all right.
No, we got Bert here. Bert can bring up a serious topic, get us back on the...
Oh, we like Bert. We can take Bert's serious topic and just slay it. It'll be fun. Go ahead.
Ion, do human creators, hey. do we share angels or do we have individual angels that cover us?
We don't share our angels.
Okay, you don't share your angels. But the question is, the answer is no?
The answer, our position is that we don't share our angels, no. And now your question is, do you share your angels?
Right.
And then our question to you is, do you?
Oh, okay, okay.
We weren't even being cheeky. We were saying, how do you feel about sharing angels? Are you into that kind of thing?
No.
Well, how do you know?
Because I was reviewing...
Oh, how did you know? You came to a conclusion based on what?
I was reviewing chapter 23 of the Revelation.
Yes.
And
well,
in verse 11... Okay.
There's a new information there, Bert.
But there was verse 11, and there was commentary in there that the angels grow with each individual human creator, and that's what made me develop this question.
Then let's develop that a little bit. Describe the way you interpret those words, and then let's take it apart a little bit. Hold on one second. We have special guest Evan is here, so... She has a ability to jump in because she actually is very, very, very keen with her journalistic approach to trying to get an answer to something. We rarely get there, but boy, we are able to get there as good as any. So she may have some insight and jumped in and sort of straightened me out a little bit. She's good at that. Allow her that bias and privilege, please.
Okay.
Develop your asking again.
There was a reference, commentary, to verse 11 in chapter 23, and there was commentary that the angels grow with each individual human creator, or something in that reference. I didn't really get the quote itself, but it had that thought when I heard the commentary, that the angels grow or develop with the individual human creators. And that's why I developed the question. Are the angels shared? Because there's a reference that there are more angels than there are stars in the sky or in the heaven or there are stars. So that's what I was questioning. For me, it makes sense that each human creator has their own angels.
So the little man doesn't, Bert. Little man doesn't know he has angels.
No, they
use them.
They do. They do.
The angels exploit the little man.
No, hold on. They think they do, see?
Yeah, they think
they do, but they don't know, you see. Now,
right.
Some of the new movies, the newer movies, everything is dripped in through movies. That's the way we can get it in. You start seeing what a real angel is, a big old strapping buck angel. All of a sudden, you have a different conversation, you see. Because everything is like Casper, the friendly ghost angel kind of thing. It's like, you know, milk toast, and then all of a sudden you get something Gabriel or Michael or Samuel that come knock your house off the foundations of this world. It's a little different conversation, you see?
Would they actually answer to those names, Gabriel, Michael? I mean...
They do.
Uriel Metaton. Okay.
Some of that's bullshit, some of them others, but yeah, some are. There's a lot.
So Metatron, Saviel, whatever, those guys are the bullshit ones, or what ones?
That's right. It doesn't matter. It's those. It's just other quality crap adds all kinds of spins on things that aren't so necessary.
You talking about Aleister Crowley? You just mentioned Crowley or Crowley? Oh, okay. Hope Corbin hears that someday.
It's also in, like, the Book of Moses.
Which Book of Moses? There are five Books of Moses.
Uh-oh.
Egad, the one that mentioned angels? you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think they have them, like, in books like 1 through 3 and, 4 through 6, something like this. But it's probably very bad translation. But they have all of these sigils and supposedly names of all the angels. Are those books?
Yeah, those are right and on and there. Yes, they are.
They're right and wrong.
Right and on, not wrong.
Oh, they're
right.
Right
and on.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. But now don't quit there. Come on. Let's go.
Yes, okay.
You got your point now. Let's take it home.
If there is the Archangel Michael, and we both need Michael,
there is.
We all have Michaels. We all have individual Michaels.
No, you don't have individual Michaels, because here's what happens. You don't call on an Archangel to take out your trash. And in a little man status, you have no desire or need for an archangel at all. In a little man status, you're not going to get an archangel, and if you do, it will be your undoing. Because every nasty, terrible thing that God has done on this earth, you know what happens? God doesn't do it. God doesn't sully his perfect hands in dealing with you all. He says, and you can see it in the scriptures, and an angel of the Lord came down and blah. And then something else gets blah. And something, and an angel of, and the God sent an angel of the Lord to come tear up their shit. And an angel of the Lord was called down to get them pregnant and love them up and all this kind of stuff. It's just like a corporate America hierarchy. It's the mail room people to do mail things.
And they are the managers? Or what would you say their job is?
With the directors.
They're the directors.
Directors.
But they listen to us?
They listen to us. They fuck with little men because they can. Because they want to keep you a little man, because then they can do whatever they want to do. But once you become God, they got to bow. Then it's jigged up. They got to do right then. But until you become God, they just fuck with you.